Welcome to the 618 Now, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
We have a new segment for the show that we're calling, What's Your Go-To?
Ooh.
So I have a friend who asked me the other day where she could get a really good salad. She and her family had been out of town on vacation, and I think like most of us, she indulged a little bit. They ate heavy, and so when they got home, she was just craving like a really good salad.
Okay.
So she texted me and said, hey, what's your go-to salad in town? And that made me think, I think you and I probably get asked stuff like this from time to time, right?
Definitely. Something I get asked frequently is, you know, something along the lines of we have family coming into town and they want to eat something local and where should we take them?
Exactly. Okay, so let's give each other scenarios and then we'll share our picks of our go-tos. And these aren't necessarily like the best. Like, I'm not going to tell you the best salad.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be food either, but just, you know, here's a scenario. What's your go-to for this specific thing?
Okay, sounds fun. So let's do a couple today to get in the swing of things and you can go first.
Okay. So let's say you've got friends passing through town and they want to meet up with you for lunch, but your friend specifically said he wants a good burger. What's your go-to?
Oh, that's a tough one because there's a couple of places that have really good burgers here in town. Hop House has got a number of burgers on their menu that mm-hmm. I like, but if I had to really boil it down, as much as I like Michael over at Hop House there, man, the mini Juicy Lucy's at Drake's are just amazing.
Oh, I had those for lunch today. No kidding.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm. With that garlic aioli mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Super good. Little sliders are delightful.
I would agree.
So what about you?
I'd say First Street Lounge. They have the Woody Burger, which combines two of my favorite things, donuts and bacon.
Okay.
It is a bacon barbecue cheeseburger sandwiched inside of a glazed donut.
Ooh.
And then they also have $5 cheeseburgers on Mondays. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't.
So for $5, you get a burger and fries.
Look at that.
Yep.
Well, cool. What about if your son wants to go outside and go for a walk? What's your favorite go-to walking path?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I would say I've got a couple different answers, but it depends on the situation. So if we were out like on a fitness walk where I'm trying to like close my rings on my Apple Watch, I would say probably the track at the family sports park. But here's the thing, there's no shade there, so I'd have to go early in the morning for that. But if it's the afternoon and it's hot and we want to go on a fitness walk, then we'd probably go to the Madison County Bike Trail. So there's a trailhead in O'Fallon, just off of Kyle Road across from Fulton Junior High.
Okay.
And the trail is generally flat. There's just one area that, you know, going up into a bridge. But after that, it's pretty flat and it's really well paved. And there's a ton of shade. And I think you can walk like 7 miles north on that trail before like the trail ends and you have to scoot around a little bit to pick it up somewhere else. Now, if it's a leisurely walk or if we just want to be out in nature, then we'd probably go to Rock Springs Rotary Park, which is also really nicely shaded. But they do have several nature trails. So you can get off the paved path and walk actual trails through the woods. So what about you? Where would you and your kiddo go to get outside?
Oh, we don't do a whole lot of like hiking and that kind of thing. But my kid loves the splash pad at the sports park. I mean, we could be there for hours just playing in the water and the little jets that shoot up out of the ground and everything else. I mean, my kid loves the splash pad.
Awesome.
So back to the question that started all of this, what salad did you recommend to your friend?
Oh, hands down, the Angry Cobb salad from Hop House.
Okay.
It's a huge salad. It has smoked turkey, bacon, avocado, and then this like garlic ranch dressing. So it's delicious. But I also really, really like the wedge salad from 1818 Chop House.
There you go.
Like how all of my food answers today included bacon.
Nice.
I love bacon.
Well, in my opinion, salad is what the food eats. And so I don't, you know, I don't really have a salad recommendation.
That's a good thing I didn't ask you that.
It's true. It's true. So
I didn't want to assume you don't eat salad.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not that I don't eat salad, but,
it's not your go-to. That should be your answer.
Not my go-to.
I gotcha.
Anyway, so what else do you have for us today?
We mentioned last week how travel is really picking up again. Lots of people are going on vacation, traveling for work again. And I want to mention how the library can help travelers. First of all, if you need a passport, you can apply at the O'Fallon Public Library. They do new passports and they also do renewals. You do need to bring your own photo, but they'll help you with the application, and they put it all together, and we'll get it mailed off for you.
That's cool. And I need to renew mine, actually, so that's good to know.
I feel like a lot of people coming out of the pandemic need to.
Well, and with it being good for, what, 10 years, mm-hmm, I think? I mean, it's real easy to forget that you need to renew it.
Yep, until it's like, oh shoot.
I need that. Yeah.
A little past when I need to renew. And then for your actual trip, obviously from the library, you can rent books, but they also have audiobooks. They have CDs, books on CDs, and then they have a great selection of digital audiobooks that you can download onto your smartphone. But they also have Nooks, so like the Kindles, that are preloaded with hundreds of books. So that's a great option if you plan on reading a lot, but you don't want to pack a ton of physical books. And then for kids, they have, and we've talked about this before, they have road trip backpacks that you can rent. And they're stuffed with games and activities to keep little ones busy, maybe in the car or in the airplane. And then they also have launch pads, which are learning tablets. And they're loaded with tons of like educational apps that you can set for different ages or skill levels.
Very cool.
And so maybe, you know, maybe the kid will watch a movie on the iPad, but then you can give them the launch pad and they can do some educational activities whilst on vacation.
There you go.
And then they also have Vox books, which are picture books with audio built right in for the really little kids. And then something that I think is most helpful, did you know this, Nick? They rent Wi-Fi hotspots.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so you can have internet on the go. You rent them for up to 3 weeks at a time.
Okay.
And Stephanie at the library said that they work really well in the car while you're traveling, and they're apparently very easy to use.
Cool.
So those are just a few things to keep in mind if you have any travel planned.
Very cool. So what's on the calendar for this week for those of us who are staying in town?
That'll be me all summer.
There you go.
We don't have anything planned. Wah, wah. Tomorrow is Vine Street Market from 8 a.m. until noon. It is military day at the market, so the first 100 people to show their military ID will receive $5 in market bucks to spend with the vendors. The weather looks phenomenal this weekend, so it should be another great weekend at the market.
Cool.
Also on Saturday, the VFW Post 805 is celebrating their centennial birthday. Starting at noon, they'll welcome some members of VFW National, some district commanders. I know the mayor of O'Fallon will be there, and that'll help kick off the 100th birthday celebration. They will have historical displays from World War I through present day to set up, showcasing military vehicles, personnel, and uniforms worn by veterans over the past century.
Neat.
And then they'll also have a World War II medical plane that's scheduled to do a flyover.
Neat.
They'll have bands throughout the day for live music, food, beverage, everything available for sale. So that's from noon until 9 p.m. at the VFW in downtown O'Fallon.
Well, congratulations to VFW on their centennial. That's really neat.
Absolutely. On Wednesday, July 28th, Shiloh has Music in the Park featuring Vince K, which is a variety band. That's from 7 until 8:30 in the pavilion at Shiloh Park. Also on Wednesday at 6:30 at Katie Caven Center, which is in the downtown community park in O'Fallon, the Parks and Rec Department is hosting a public meeting to discuss the future of the family sports park and community parks in O'Fallon. They are seeking input from residents on what other people would like to see. So if you have thoughts and ideas, consider coming Wednesday night's meeting.
Okay.
And then fun fact, in June, there were over 528 baseball games played at the sports park.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that cool? They had tournaments most weekends, and then several leagues were wrapping up their play. So a lot of baseball players and families spent lots of hours on our baseball fields.
Wow, that is impressive.
I think so too. Mark your calendars. City Fest is scheduled for Friday and Saturday, August 20th and 21st. City Fest is the community fair, so lots of rides. There'll be a parade, a car show. We'll detail the event in a future episode, but for now, save the date, August 20th and 21st.
Very cool. Well, it sounds like there's a whole lot of stuff going on here in the upcoming days.
Always is.
Yep. So, well, Jessica, I am off for another week, so good to see you.
You too. Always a pleasure. Thanks, Nick.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.